neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And the parasha actually should have named Yeter. So the Vav is added to his name. So now, to the past experience, we know all the converts, the one that they were included in Judaism, the He was added to their name, such as Abraham became Abraham, Sarai became Sarah, Yehoshua was Hoshea, we gave him two youths. But here the question is, how come Yeter, instead of a letter be added to his name, Yetera, let's say, became him Yetera, how come he called him Yitro? The Vav is added to his name.
Hashem ran out of
Hayes and... Very nice Kiddush. I was waiting somebody say that.
Vav is a symbol of addition from outside.
So now, the question is brought, when Cain committed murder, then Hashem said, you know, I'm going to secure you, I'm going to guard you, I'm going to put a letter on your forehead. Do you know which letter he put on his forehead?
Vav.
Chazal Baruch, beautiful. Why Vav? Why Vav? What is the sixth commandment of the Aseret HaDibarot? Lo Tirsach. Beautiful, very nice. So now, the Vav, the new Kvarga is six. So Hashem said, because you forsake the sixth command, so now I put a Vav, so you will not forget. So now, Yitro, Yeter actually came, that was the incarnation of Chaim. So now, Ribono Shel Olam add a Vav to his name. Why? Because Chaim, that committed murder in his past life and killed Hevel, so now Yeter came and fixed it. He said, you know what? I'm not going to commit a murder. So that's why the Vav has added to his name.
He had the Vav still on his head.
I'm sorry?
He had the Vav still on his head.
Who, Cain? Right, but the Vav that is added instead of the He, reminding the Yitro that in past life you were Cain. So now here that you came back in the form of Yeter, you have to be Yitro, that you will not forsake the sixth command that is Otirsa. So what do we learn from here? What do we learn? No, what do we learn? What's the message here? The message here is, you always have to look on your forehead to see which letter is written on your forehead. Yeah, to make sure. Yeah, like in a past life, you were very temperamental, you were angry, you were under stress. So you have to bring it out, add it to your name, to remind yourself that Chas v'Shalom, you will not commit the same thing. And Hashem is like,
Koil haNishamote, Halel ko Halelu ko, Koil haNishamo, Nishamo sheli. Koil haNishamote, Halel ko Halelu ko, Koil haNishamo, Nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.